And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, November the 22nd, 2017. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated on this date in 1963 in a limousine riding through Dallas, Texas, 10-mile route that would take him and his wife to the Trade Mart, where he was to speak at a luncheon. As the car drove through Dealey Plaza, Lee Harvey Oswald opened fire from a sixth-floor window in the Texas School Book Depository, and the president was pronounced dead at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the birthday of Charles de Gaulle, born in Lille, France, in 1890, president of France from 1959 to 69, a brigadier general in 1940. He was in London when France was taken over by the Germans, and he gave an impassioned speech on British radio. "Whatever happens, the flame of French resistance must not and shall not die," and thereby became the leader of the Free French Force, which became the fourth largest Allied army in Europe by the end of the war and which liberated Paris. It was Charles de Gaulle who once said, "How can you govern a country that has 246 varieties of cheese?" It's the birthday of the author best known by her pen name, George Eliot. She was born Mary Ann Evans, 1819, in Warwickshire, England, author of Adam Bede, Milan the Floss, Silas Marner, and her masterpiece, Middlemarch, a woman who took a male pen name for the very simple reason that she wanted her books to be taken seriously. Henry James was a friend of hers and once described her as magnificently, awe-inspiringly ugly. And it's the birthday of the songwriter Hoagy Carmichael, born 1899, Bloomington, Indiana, went to Indiana University, went off to Hollywood, wrote for movies, appeared in many of them, and in 1929, on a visit to his alma mater, Indiana University, thinking back to an old girlfriend, he wrote his big hit song, Stardust. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Farnioli, Winter Grace. If you have seen the snow under the lamppost piled up like a white beaver hat on the picnic table or somewhere slowly falling into the brook to be swallowed by water, then you have seen beauty and know it for its transience. And if you have gone out in the snow for only the pleasure of walking barely protected from the galaxies, the flakes settling on your parka like the dust from just-born stars, the cold waking you as if from long sleeping, then you can understand how more often than not truth is found in silence, how the natural world comes to you if you go out to meet it. Its icy ditches filled with dead weeds, its vacant birdhouses and dens full of the sleeping. But this is the slowed-down season, held fast by darkness, and if no one comes to keep you company, then keep watch over your own solitude. In that stillness, you will learn with your whole body the significance of cold and the night, which is otherwise always eluding you. Winter Grace, a poem by Patricia Farnioli from her collection Hallowed, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.